From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Follow up on a story we told you about earlier, as plans have been scrapped now to build a medical marijuana grow facility within a Yurok Tribe ceremonial district. An appeal hearing was held Wednesday, and the applicant agreed to pull out. The land is private, but the cultivation falls within the ceremonial district under the legal medical marijuana ordinance. A Humboldt County pot cultivation cannot be within 600 feet of such a land type. Redwood Times reports high-ranking tribal members showed up to the County Board of Supervisors meeting to argue that the grow clearly goes against county law. The investigation continuing into that fatal crash on Bryceland Thorn Road near McKee Creek that left a man dead. For reasons still unknown, a man lost control of the Mazda he was in, which ran off the east side of the roadway and collided with a bridge railing over McKee Creek. After doing so, the Mazda overturned into the riverbed below. The driver pronounced dead at the scene from injuries sustained in the crash. Well, state controller says applications for property tax deferment for the 2019-2020 tax year are now available. State's property tax postponement program allows homeowners who are seniors, are blind, or have a disability, and who meet income, equity, and other requirements to postpone payment of property taxes on their primary residence. Manufactured homes are now eligible for property tax postponement. In the 2018-2019 tax year, California homeowners were able to postpone more than $3.5 million in residential property taxes. The addition of manufactured homes will make tax deferment available to a greater number of seniors and Californians with disabilities living on fixed incomes. Over the past few weeks, drivers and residents may have noticed city crews working in Myrtle Avenue near the intersection of 8th Street. The activity prompted by a rapidly developing sinkhole. After a lot of work to determine the cause of it, it was determined that a storm drain line beneath Myrtle Avenue had partially collapsed. A video inspection revealed multiple joint and other failures in that nearly 100-year-old pipe. In order to protect the roadway and the critical infrastructure within it, the city will be abandoning that pipe and installing a new, larger pipe adjacent to the existing one. The new culvert will be designed to accommodate large storm events and provide for fish passage. Due to the size and depth of the new culvert, though, construction will require the full width of Myrtle Avenue to be excavated. Rather than close the road and detour traffic onto other city streets, the city's decided to build a temporary bypass road around the construction site. Construction began last week and will be followed by installation of that new culvert. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.